Here we are now. Let's get to it on a Thursday mornings after the 8:30 news during the National Football League season here on the WSW Morning Team Show.
It's now time for some of the most underwhelming 2+ minutes in news sports talk radio across this great land. That's right. It's time for another installment of Pat's Perfect Pigskin Prognostications on WSGW. I use the word underwhelming for good reason. If you recall, I posted a 1-2 record, a losing record 2 weeks ago. I guaranteed you that I'd rebound in fine form. Since I know many of you have a predilection for my prognosticating prowessness that delivers weekly perfection. Now, I meant to give you perfection last week, but the football gods had other ideas. Let's go to the tape.
Give me MSU over Maryland 38-21.
Here's a little flea flicker. They've had great success this season. They strike again. This time on Tony Foster. Touchdown from 52.
Give me Penn State over Michigan 20-18.
Throws. He's got all. Crossing route. He's at the 40. He's heading down the sideline. The 20. He cuts it to 5. Did he get in the end zone? Yes. Touchdown, Michigan.
We are Michigan.
Give me proud Pittsburgh over the Lions 26-24.
And that's how it goes. The Steeler win streak stops. The losing streak for the Lions stops. A tie after overtime.
There's no turds here.
Well, actually, Coach Dan Campbell, maybe there were. If not for MSU, I would have posted my first goose egg of the year. And thank you, Detroit Lions, for making me realize there will be no Super Bowl championship in the city of Pittsburgh this year. So my record falls to 27-10. I'm in a bit of a midseason funk, and I need something to wake me back up and regain my stellar form from earlier this year. And I believe this week is the week it will happen. Here are my picks. Let's start with the Michigan Wolverines, ranked 6th in the college football poll, who visit Maryland this Saturday with coverage beginning at 2:30 p.m. on 790 News Radio WSGW. Kickoff is 3:30. After a huge road win at Penn State last week and Ohio State looming next week, this game has the potential of being a trap game. But Michigan is far too talented to allow a letdown like that to happen. Now, I don't see them winning in blowout fashion, but they get the job done for the regular season finale against the Buckeyes next week. Give me Michigan over Maryland 28-17. The Michigan State Spartans, ranked 7th in the CFP, visit the 4th-ranked Ohio State Buckeyes in the Horseshoe this Saturday at noon. MSU rediscovered its winning ways against Maryland last weekend, and they go into Columbus with plenty of confidence. The Buckeyes are 19-point favorites as they look to improve to 25-0 in Big Ten play at home under head coach Ryan Day. That's amazing. Ohio State definitely puts up points, and MSU's porous pass defense probably won't put up much of a fight. But Ohio State's defense isn't that strong either, and they've never faced someone like Spartan running back Kenneth Walker III. This one will be a lot closer than the national experts think. Give me Ohio State over MSU 41-35. And finally, your Detroit Lions, who guaranteed they can't go defeated for the year, visit the Cleveland Brownies this Sunday at 1 p.m. The Browns suffered an embarrassing beatdown by the Patriots last week, and they're looking to get back on track by playing the Lions. I think Detroit keeps this one close, but they just can't get that first win after Nick Chubb scores a late touchdown to send the dog pound into a frenzy. Give me the Browns over the Lions 24-20. So I've got Michigan over Maryland, Ohio State over MSU, and the Browns over the Lions. And that's this week's installment of Pat's Perfect Pigskin Prognostications on WSGW.
Don't forget, the Lions have a new kicker.
Yeah.
That might make a difference.
Maybe it'll make the difference, and the Browns quarterback situation is still up mm-hmm. in the air. Boy, that Michigan State-Ohio State game, that's going to be an interesting one.
Yeah, it sure will.
And I agree with Pat. I mean, Michigan State, how can be a 19-point dog? I just
I don't see that.
I mean, Buckeyes are powerful, but man.
But it's tough to win in Columbus.
It is. We'll find out. Even though it's Thanksgiving Day next Thursday, we will still have a Pat's Perfect Pigskin Prognostications, by the way.
Okay.
Well, of course, he's got to predict the Lions that day.
Thanksgiving Day and the Lions, absolutely.